Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone. Check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. Well, he's going to be on the stage with the President of the United States tonight at the Convention Center. He is Wayne Allen Root. War Now. And he joins us. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Kevin, I'm writing a speech right now. You interrupted my speech writing, but you know what? I am in such a great mood. I'm flying high. And it was a personal request by the President of the United States of America to have me as the opening speaker tonight. And it's just a great day. So how's this first start of a day? So, first of all, tonight I open up for the President of the United States and also for the great Michael McDonald, State Chairman of the State of Nevada. I get to introduce Mike, a great honor to the crowd. I get to welcome the crowd to Las Vegas. Donald Trump asked that I be the guy who welcomes the crowd to Vegas, and then I get to welcome the chairman of our state. So, great stuff. And then, number two, I signed a deal just a couple of days ago to nationally syndicate my Las Vegas Review-Journal column. Creator Syndicate assigned me to syndicate my column all over the United States. I'm the only really wildly pro-Trump guy in America with a column, and this could be a really big one. I could be the next Charles Krauthammer here, and that's the plan. And then number three, moments ago, before you called, moments ago, in the last 30 minutes, I agreed to a deal, and the contract is on the way, to be the host of a brand new fantasy sports show, fantasy football show, that will be airing on two of the biggest sports networks in the United States starting in 2 weeks. I filmed the first show on Sunday here in Las Vegas. We rented a mansion in Vegas, and a bunch of guys show up, and we film a fantasy sports show, just like kind of a poker show, kind of poker at midnight. A bunch of guys playing football together, and Wayne Root is the host and star of the show. So all over the country, you find me on national radio, you find me on local Vegas radio, you find me on national TV with Bill O'Reilly, you find my column in the RJ on October 15th. The column goes nationwide syndication, and my book comes out in January on Donald Trump, and I'm now the star of a major fantasy football show on two of the three biggest sports networks in America. How about that?
My question is, where are you going to find the time for all of this?
I found the time for doing all the things I do and writing a book. Now I feel like a free man because I was writing a book 3 hours a day, so I was getting no sleep. I was cutting my sleep back to like 4 or 5 hours a night at the most, and the book is done, so I don't really need to worry about it anymore, so I've just added back 3 hours a day to my life. I feel like I have the longest day in the world, you know? So I'm kind of a 48 hours jammed into 24-hour guy anyway, and I just, you know, I always find a way to do it because I just sleep 1 hour less.
The guy's looking for a hobby, folks. So if you have any ideas, direct it to Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, let's talk about the news of the day. We've got this Friday morning deadline. The deadline tomorrow, Christine Blasey Ford, either put up or shut up. Are you going to be there Monday or not? First of all, do you believe there is a Friday deadline, or is it possible over the weekend she could say, "Yeah, I'll come down and I'll talk to you guys."
Possible. I think that, you know, probably she's been sequestered for the last 48 hours with all the best minds of the Democratic Party peppering her with questions, seeing if she'll hold up under testimony. So it's possible they'll leave with the feeling that she could hold up and they'll let her testify. I don't think so. I'm a betting man. My gut instincts are right most of the time. This one I wouldn't bet millions of dollars on. But I don't believe she's ever going to show up. I think this whole thing's a joke. It's a charade. It's a Hail Mary. You saw my column in the RJ today. I thought James Woods said it best. I wish it was Wayne Root who said it best. But the famous actor James Woods had a tweet yesterday. Did you see it by chance?
I did not. although I will tell you, I'm a big James Woods fan.
Well, the female Democratic senator, let me look it up right now, right in front of you, just so I get every word right, because it's one of those quotes that you don't want to get wrong. But the female Democratic senator, here it is, from Hawaii, put out a tweet that said, "All the men of this world, just shut up. We're sick of hearing from you about this issue. We don't hear from men anymore. For once in your life, do the right thing and shut up." And James Woods answered back on Twitter and said, "There are hallowed American cemeteries all around the globe filled with men who did the right thing. You sexist witch, go F yourself."
Whoa!
And that kind of sums up how I feel about all these feminist women. You know what? Men, go fight your wars. Men are the reason America's free. I know you hate white, straight Republican men. I know you all have Trump derangement syndrome. But you know what? We've been fighting your wars for all these years. We fill those cemeteries. We always do the right thing. All of us keep you safe at night. We love you. We aren't hateful like you are. You hate men. We love women. So you're just mad because straight, white, male Republicans like women. I think you have a problem with that. We love women, and we're nice to you. Unfortunately, you're not nice to us. So I think James Woods put it pretty darn good. I would have left the FU out, but I might have said, screw you. And I think it pretty much sums up all those poor dead men sitting in those cemeteries. They did the right thing, and they fought for this country. And all these liberals, all they want to do is turn America over to communists, Marxists, socialists. They want to make America Mexico. They want to make America El Salvador. And you know what? I want America to be America. There's a reason why everyone leaves Mexico and El Salvador to come to America, because we're the greatest country and their countries are not.
Is this whole thing about Brett Kavanaugh, the allegations against him, Dr. Ford, Professor Ford, whatever you want to call her, the woman, is it going to help or hurt the hashtag MeToo movement?
Oh, it's killing the Me Too, the hashtag Me Too movement. Come on, the whole Me Too movement has become a joke. If you could say somebody attacked me, someone raped me, someone attempted to rape me, someone sexually assaulted me, from 40 years ago, like they did with Judge Roy Moore, from 36 years ago, like they're trying to do with Judge Brett Kavanaugh, this is people making stuff up. Does anyone realize, here's what the editors did at the RJ. They did have room for every word of my columns. They have to make a choice. They take something out. So here's the part they left out. Does anyone ever hear a word anymore about Judge Roy Moore's accusers? Where are they?
Yeah.
They all came out of thin air. He'd been in office his whole life, and they'd never appeared before. All of a sudden, 5 women, 10 women come out. They pop up. How much were each one of them paid in a Swiss bank account? Now they're all gone. They disappeared into thin air. Doesn't that make anyone believe that there never was any problem with Judge Roy Moore? All those years ago, 40 years ago, they stayed quiet for 40 years. They all stayed quiet when he became the biggest judge in the state of Alabama, on the Supreme Court of Alabama. They stayed quiet when he was elected official. All of a sudden, he runs for United States Senate. They all pop out. Where are they? I could tell you right now that they're all being sued by Judge Moore for slander, and none of them are suing him back. Why is that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this situation with Kavanaugh, I think it's the exact same thing. I think you're going to see Kavanaugh sue her very badly after he gets in. She's going to be sued for everything she's got, because you can't make things up and slander. You just can't.
Well, and that's the only way, by suing her, defamation of character, whatever it might be, that's the only way to get your life back. To get your credibility back, to get your honor back. There's no other way of doing it.
Well, listen, I personally think that every Republican, every one of 63 million Trump voters in America, all of us love Brett Kavanaugh, think he's a Boy Scout, think he's great. I think he's a cross between Jimmy Stewart and Mother Teresa. You know, here's a guy, look, I think I'm a very nice guy, and I think you will be hard-pressed to find a single person in this town who's ever done business with me that won't say Wainwright's a stand-up guy. Even I don't believe, on short notice, I could go find all my ex-girlfriends and they'd all vouch for me. First of all, the reason they're ex-girlfriends is they're ex. You're not with them anymore. So somebody broke up, so usually they don't have nice things to say about you, right? His ex-girlfriends love him. This guy's Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful World. This guy's Jimmy Stewart from Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. He's got ex-girlfriends willing to come forward publicly within a day of being smeared by this lady to say, I dated him. He's a fine gentleman. He would never do something like that. Nobody has that. I don't think anyone listening has that. So if, you know, and I'm sure I have plenty of ex-girlfriends who'd say something nice about me, but I wouldn't even know where to find them. How did he know where to find them? He obviously has kept close contact with every girl he ever dated. This guy is Jimmy Stewart. So for someone to smear his life and say he's a bad guy is just an absolute abomination.
Wayne, look in the crystal ball. Let's say that this woman does testify on Monday. Yeah. What happens? If she does not testify, what happens?
Well, if she does not, that's an easy one. He's confirmed, you know, very quickly thereafter. You know, if she doesn't testify, they're all going forward and they're confirming him. If she does testify, who knows? I mean, I think she'll do a lousy job. I think under good cross-examination, she won't go anywhere. Look at Anita Hill. We still got Clarence Thomas for all these years. So she could say anything she wants. They're unsubstantiated charges with no evidence and no witnesses. So I think it goes nowhere either way. It's just much quicker if she doesn't show up. We all realize that she's a windbag and she was never planning to ever be cross-examined. So that's it.
Okay, now comes the ultimate question. How do male members of the Senate Judiciary Committee cross-examine, as you say, this witness without appearing to attack her or be sexist?
No matter what you do, if you're a white, straight male Republican, no matter what you do, liberals will say you're a sexist, you hate women, you're this, you're that. You know, they've misjudged. They've misjudged badly. America doesn't like what's just happened to Judge Kavanaugh. And how about this one? Even American women, they think like all women think like women and care about women. I think most women I know are mothers of sons. And they care about the fact that when their son goes to college, some wacko, liberal, feminist witch on a broom doesn't go after their son and try and ruin his life after the two of them had consensual sex or made out with each other. I think most parents, I have two daughters and two sons. I love girls. I love boys. But I think society is very mean to men at this point. And I think it's gone. The pendulum swung way too far. And I don't want my boy getting crucified in college. And I know that every single mother I know feels the same way. Any mother of a son is just as likely to feel good for Brett Kavanaugh as they are for this accuser. So I think they've all misjudged. They assume everybody's a feminist and everybody hates men and everybody is just, you know, anti-Brett Kavanaugh. No such thing. And so, look, what I'll say at the speech tonight, opening up for Donald Trump, is the media has stayed away from this topic, but in Texas, two nights ago, special election, District 19, one of the biggest districts in America, gigantic, I think it's 35,000 square miles, and 400 miles on the border with Mexico, a heavily Hispanic minority district, a Republican pulled a dramatic upset and was the first Republican elected in 39 years.
Wow.
139 years. I'm telling you, they don't understand what's happening. America is moving to the right because of their Trump derangement syndrome antics. People don't like the way they're treating President Trump, and people don't like the way they're treating Brett Kavanaugh, and that, I think that's the bellwether for what's about to happen in November. Quote Wayne Root, no blue wave is coming. A red storm is coming. We are going to wipe out the Democratic Party over the next two elections. We're going to win 3 to 5 more Senate seats in this election. We're going to keep the House. I won't guarantee we win seats, but I think there's a chance we might win a seat or two. But even if we lose 10 seats, we keep the House. And then in 2020, with Trump on the ballot, we all come out like screaming banshees with pitchforks in our hand, and I'm telling you, we wipe out the Democratic Party forevermore. They're done. The next two elections, and they are finished.
We now know what you're going to say tonight, or at least a portion of what you're going to say tonight. What do you expect from the president?
Oh, I expect the usual President Trump speech in support of America and American values, not illegal aliens. I mean, what else needs to be said? If you were born in the United States, I think you're nuts if you don't love Donald Trump and vote for Donald Trump and donate to Donald Trump and support Donald Trump. If you're born somewhere else and you came here legally, I think you're nuts if you don't support this guy that's created the greatest economy, the lowest Hispanic unemployment, the lowest black unemployment, the lowest female unemployment in 65 years. The other ones were ever. But fit women, the lowest unemployment in 65 years. Youth, the lowest unemployment in 50 years. You got to be nuts to not love and support this president. The only reason I wouldn't support this president is if I was a felon, a convict, if I was on welfare and food stamps and I wanted to stay on them for life without working, or if I was an illegal alien. Other than that, you got to love my president, Donald J. Trump.
What do you expect tonight? Do you think there will be protesters?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there will be. If there aren't, I'd be disappointed. I mean, where are they? Come on, guys, you got to come out. You liberals got to show how powerful you are in Las Vegas. Guess what? You're not powerful. It is a red storm coming. You're all about to be swept out. We all know what you stand for, abolishing ICE. Your jokes. We're going to wipe you off the face of the political spectrum. You think you're winning? Nobody's telling you the truth, not only about how angry the average middle-class voter is and how much they love Donald Trump and love what he's done for 2 years, but also no one's telling you the truth that in midterms, we win. I know it's supposed to be a midterm of a guy in office, and the other party usually does well. I've heard that one 100 times. What I didn't hear anyone mention is that during presidential years, Democrats come out. The proof is Obama won twice, right? And during non-presidential years, midterms, in 2010, we had one of the biggest Republican landslides in history against popular Obama. And in 2014, we had one of the biggest midterms landslides in history against supposedly popular Obama. So here we are in 2018. It's a midterm. Guess who comes out? Republican voters. Guess who doesn't come out? Democrat voters. They think they're so motivated. That's all we hear. The party out of power does good in the midterm year of a president in office. No. All that matters is in recent history, we win by landslides in midterms. So I think you've been fed a crock of lies. I think the polls are all lies. And I think we're about to win big in November and then win even bigger in 20 with Trump on the ballot.
Let me just ask you, the vice president was in town a week or so ago, the president a couple of weeks before that. He is back. There is word that we may see Pence before the midterms in about 46 days.
I hear we may see President Trump again before the midterms.
Wow. What does that tell you about the face of Nevada as an electorate right now?
Well, look, same thing I'm going to say tonight. Look, I'm not just here to support the greatest conservative president in the history of America. I'm here to support Dean Heller, who's become a good friend and supporter of the president and a right-hand man and an ally of the president. I'm here to support Danny Tarkanian. I'm here to support Adam Laxalt. Danny's a dear friend. Adam will make a great governor. I'm here to support the entire ticket up and down because as strong as Donald Trump is, he can't do it without the team. There's no way a president votes. Congress votes. President is there, but Congress is the one that has to fulfill his agenda. So we got to elect all of them up and down the ticket. And this is the event of a lifetime. 2016 was the event of a lifetime to save America. Now it's the event of a lifetime to save Nevada because we are going to beat California East if we don't elect a Republican ticket. God forbid you get Steve Sisolak as governor of this state. He is so beholden to the unions and the bad guys, the people on welfare, the people on food stamps, the people who want Medicaid for everyone and more expansion, more money, more checks. There's no way our state will survive. It would topple without state income taxes if you let a Sisolak get in. So you're looking for a disaster. This is the only reason anyone moves here is because this state has zero state income taxes. These people, as sure as I'm standing here, will break that rule. The Sisolaks of the world and the Jackie Rose of the world, they will all fight against Trump on the national basis. You've seen Sisolak's ads. You know Jackie Rose will be a senator. She'll fight against Trump. And on a local basis, first thing Sisolak will do will take the cap off property taxes and bankrupt all of us. The second thing they'll do is try and fight to take to get rid of the ban on income taxes.
Hey, Wayne, I got to run. We are running way short on time. Thank you so much, man. I'll be looking for you tonight up on the stage with the president. Thanks so much, man.
God bless you. Root for America.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root joining us. Stick around. More to do live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Stick around, more to do live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Coming up top of the hour, yesterday we spoke with Corey Lewandowski, the co-author of Let Trump Be Trump. which I think is the best book on the 2016 miracle election of Donald J. Trump. It captures everything. It's Bob Woodward on steroids, behind the scenes with people who were behind the scenes. This is not like Bob Woodward of the Washington Post asking people after the fact what happened. These are people that were behind the scenes as it happened. And did you catch what Corey Lewandowski said? There's another book coming out in November.
Ooh.
Another book about the deep state. David Bossie, co-author along with Corey Lewandowski, will join us. And we'll find out what to expect from the president tonight. Will he even mention Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, better known now as the doctor or the professor? Yeah, well, I don't know what this is going to mean. But David Bossie will join us just after 11 o'clock. That's fair? Okay. I want you to hear some of the most bizarre stuff. This is from David Axelrod. Now, you know David Axelrod, flaming liberal, kingmaker. And in fact, let's go to cut one. This is one of the most bizarre things I think I've heard from a political pundit. He was on with Anderson Cooper last night and tried to make the case that this whole nonsense with Christine Blasey Ford and the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, that somehow they're not politically motivated. This is cut one. Here we go.
David, in terms of why Senator Feinstein's office didn't bring Professor Ford's letter up sooner, is there any good non-politically motivated explanation for that?
Well, the good non-political explanation is that she was asked to keep this in confidence. I actually, the last point that you made in your opening segment there makes sense to me, which is if you had this, you would want it to have been part of the hearing. You would want to have seen this further investigated. I think the notion that they pull this out of the back pocket to delay the hearing is specious. Just as I think the notion that this woman would come forward and subject herself to what she subjected herself to, for political reasons, is all that credible. I think she was respecting her wish to remain anonymous at that point.
I don't believe that for an instant. These are politicians. Why is the GOP urging a Monday hearing on the Kavanaugh allegations? Let's go to cut two. And again, David Axelrod, he was on CNN last night with Anderson Cooper.
And I think their hope is that she doesn't come. And if she doesn't come, and look, let's strip all of this clear. What this is about is raw politics, just as Mitch McConnell held up Judge Merrick Garland's appointment during the last 10 months of the Obama administration. He has said from the beginning that he was going to get this done by the beginning of October. Why? The reasoning he gave was that he wanted to have full 9 justices on the Supreme Court, but obviously there were 8 justices during the 10 months that he didn't call a hearing or a vote on Merrick Garland. He's worried about another date, and that's November 6th, which is the midterm elections, and the prospect that Democrats might take control of the Senate, which would complicate the confirmation right of any justice the president would push forward. So this is what this is all about.
Right.
And so what I think is going to happen is they're not going to that if she doesn't testify, as Jeff Toobin said, that they will push forward and they will confirm just Judge Kavanaugh and move on and take whatever political hit might come November.
That's David Axelrod last night on with Anderson Cooper. By the way, tomorrow on the program, we are going to have lots of President Trump. from his visit here. In fact, I don't know that we'll run the entire speech because he may go well over an hour. But we're going to have major pieces of this speech on tomorrow on this radio program. So if for some reason you can't shoehorn into the convention center, and this is the Las Vegas Convention Center down in Paradise, if you can't get in for whatever reason, I would urge you to listen to the program tomorrow. We're going to be Trump intensive. Only because I think this is going to be a major speech. And I'm just guessing here, that they'll end up with between 12 and 15,000. They'll knock out all the doors. And this is going to be a big crowd. Do you remember back during the campaign, the final campaign appearance? It was the event that I emceed at the Venetian. And they knocked down every door, and they had 8,000-9,000 people there. It was incredible. I think tonight is going to dwarf that. Just around town, the people I'm hearing from, people looking for tickets, that kind of thing. It's just incredible what's going on. No, I'm serious. But you know what? You know what drives me nuts on this whole Brett Kavanaugh thing? And it is the rush to judgment, mainly by women, but in particular by Democrats. And in fact, let's go to cut six real quick. This is a montage of Democrats lining up behind Christine Blasey Ford. And it does beg the question of what about the presumption of innocence? Here it is last night, montage from Democrats on this whole controversy.
This woman is to be believed, and you can believe Dr. Ford. This was attempted rape, and this is a woman who exhibits, Dr. Ford, courage, but the classic signs of post-traumatic stress.
I believe her. Listen, first of all, anybody who comes forward at this point to be prepared to testify in the United States Senate against someone who is being nominated to one of the most powerful positions in the United States government, that takes an extraordinary amount of courage.
Not only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. They need to be believed.
Let me just say right at the outset, I believe Dr. Ford, I believe the survivor here. There's every reason to believe her. She has come forward courageously and bravely.
Not necessarily in this order. That was Senator Hirano from Hawaii, Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, former Senator Barbara Boxer, and Kamala Harris. All lining up. Now I want to ask you the question, and in our next segment, we'll get to some calls. The idea that she should be believed. She doesn't just have a right to speak, but she has a right to be believed. Somebody explain where we get this from. This idea that, you know, whether it's hashtag Me Too or Black Lives Matter, or what that these people like Christine Blasey Ford, that they should not just have a right to be heard, but they have a right to be believed. Do you buy that notion? 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. Does this woman have a right to be believed? Does this woman have a right not just to be heard, but to be believed? And it's my view that no. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. And that's why it's so important for her to show up on Monday. And by the way, if you think there's a Monday or there's a Friday deadline, you're wrong. If on Saturday she comes forward and says, I'll show up, then it's game on. It is game on. And we will probably have a hearing. Otherwise, I don't know if we're going to have a hearing. I really don't know. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah.
It is live and local now. The president will be winging his way to Las Vegas in just a couple of hours. He'll arrive around 6:35 down at McCarran. That's at least what we've been told. I think that's just great. And he'll be speaking sometime after 7 o'clock tonight at the Las Vegas Convention Center. I'll be there. Wayne Allen Root will be there. And I'm just guessing here. I have not heard any estimates, but that they will have somewhere between 12 and 15,000. I'm just guessing. They will tear down all the walls. And this is going to be an amazing, amazing deal. And it's all tonight. Then tomorrow, the president's going to be a part of a fundraiser for Dean Heller and Danny Tarkanian. So that's going to be really good. Nothing better than coming to Vegas and raising money for a bunch of your friends. That's exactly what he's going to do. By the way, I know you have a busy life with a lot of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website. You can go right now to KevinWallRadio.com. That's Kevin Wall, W-A-L-L, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free, and you can try it out right now. So go to KevinWallRadio.com. I hate it. I absolutely despise this. This whole notion that somehow Brett Kavanaugh is guilty of rape. That was me. I just touched something I shouldn't be touching. No, seriously. This is what is happening right now. People are already rushing to judgment. Let's go to cut five. This is our friend Joey Behar from The View. And this was from yesterday. And I want you to listen to Joy Behar as she rushes to judgment on Brett Kavanaugh and the allegations of rape or sexual misconduct. Here's Joy Behar.
This is what I grew up with, that men are supposed to protect you from these predatory males.
I do too.
And they're not doing that.
And believe
you. On the contrary.
But we have to.
These people in Congress right now, in that Senate Judiciary Committee, these white men, old, by the way, mm-hmm. are not protecting women. They're protecting a man who is probably guilty. If you're not Judge Kavanaugh, take the lie detector test.
Yeah.
Prove it the way she did and the way Anita Hill did, that they were not lying. Let's see that from you. Or are you a coward?
Yeah.
Probably guilty. That's an odd stand. Is that based on preponderance of the evidence or beyond a reasonable doubt? Probably guilty. You tell me, is Brett Kavanaugh probably innocent or probably guilty? That's what's so bizarre. And that's why people ask me, well, what are you guys going to be doing Monday around this thing? And obviously, we'll try and drop in and out of the testimony if there is going to be a hearing. And that's the problem. From hour to hour, we don't know. From hour to hour, we just don't have a clue. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Make sure you check it out, will you? LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org. Coming up top of the hour. Ooh, I'm very excited about this. David Bossie. He helped get the candidate, Donald J. Trump, into the White House. He, along with Corey Lewandowski, wrote the book Let Trump Be Trump, which I believe is the best account of that miracle that happened in November of 2016 when candidate Donald J. Trump became the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He has been out here in Vegas a number of times. I'm not sure if he's making the road trip today because this is going to be an overnight. They're going to stay here in Vegas, and they're going to do a fundraiser tomorrow. Yeah, they're going to do a fundraiser for Danny Tarkanian and for Dean Heller, which I think is great. I'm very excited. I understand, yes, according to Amy Tarkanian, Danny Tarkanian will be speaking tonight. And that'll be fun. I'm sure Dean Heller's going to speak. And I imagine that whole program is going to get underway probably around 7 o'clock, maybe shortly thereafter. And the president will speak. My guess is he will speak for in excess of an hour. And he'll have a big, boisterous crowd. And I will be there. This is going to be a fun night. And I hope the protesters stay away, honestly. I mean, because they're going to be 10, 12, 15,000, I don't know. There's going to be a lot of folks that want to hear the president. And they didn't come there to hear protesters. They didn't stand in line. They're opening the doors at 3:30, believe it or not. So I imagine some people will be there at 3:30. And I'm guessing they didn't stand in line for 3 or 4 hours to hear protesters. So I hope the protesters will go someplace else, occupy themselves in a different way. Because I don't think that's what they came to see. Also, I have a piece of news to pass along. Claire McCaskill, senator from Missouri, a Democrat, it says she is going to oppose the Kavanaugh nomination. She was on the fence, and she had announced that she was undecided. Well, she has now decided to not vote for the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah, it's not. I'm going to be honest with you, not surprising. The only thing that was surprising is she's in a very tough race in a state carried by the president in 2016. And it's one of the first of a group. Joe Manchin, West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Donnelly in Indiana. Those guys are still hanging fire. And I'm betting that one or two of those, after we learn that Susan Collins is going to vote for, or that Rand Paul is going to vote for, or that some of the other Republicans, once we know that all the Republicans are going to vote in lockstep, I think then you'll see one or two Democrats peel off, which then will make it a bipartisan vote. I love that. My name is Kevin Wall. David Bossie, he was a major part of the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. He wrote a book about it along with Corey Lewandowski. They've got another book coming out in November. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. Reducemyac.com.